This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
You may disagree with who Elton Sterling was as a person, but look at his children. There's five children that have to be taken care of for the rest of their life. Five.
Lawyers representing Sterling's children have filed a wrongful death suit against the city of Baton Rouge, its police department and police chief, as well as the two officers involved in the July 5, 2016 shooting. Michael Adams, one of the plaintiff's attorneys, says,
"We don't think every cop in Baton Rouge is a bad cop, but we think that an environment has been allowed to fester that would allow Officer Salamone and Officer Lake to feel like it was okay for them to conduct themselves the way they did. And their conduct was reprehensible."
That's one side of the story. Just a quick look at social media shows many believe Sterling's failure to completely comply with police commands resulted in his death.
"Just follow the instructions of the officer. I think you'll hear law enforcement say that."
The controversy prompted Plaquemine Representative Chad Brown to file and pass a bill requiring driver education courses to provide extensive instruction on how to respond to police stops. Brown, an attorney, admits that situation can be confusing for anyone.
"The officer comes and he may ask you for identification, proof of insurance. Sometimes the officer may want you to exit the vehicle. Sometimes the officer may want you to remain in the vehicle. You know, sometimes it's wise to have your hands on the steering wheel. How am I supposed to behave? What's the right thing to do?"
Now signed into law by the governor, effective August 1st, those taking driver training will become better prepared for encounters with police. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.